And that ended very abruptly, actually.
Welcome back, everybody, to a Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode of the DCL Duo Podcast. Brian Call, this episode is for you, buddy, because you've been asking for this for, I think, over a year.
Since we did the Wish one, he loved that episode and
Hold on. Let's talk to folks about what this is, because some of you out there may not remember or have ever seen Mystery Science Theater 3000. So in case you haven't, Mystery Science Theater 3000 was kind of a cult show where they would watch old and really bad movies, and some characters would sit in the front row of the movie theater and comment throughout the movie and just make, you know, funny comments as they went along. We did an episode like that for the Wish christening. We watched it live and just made comments along the way as we were watching the show. And so we're going to do that with the Treasure christening. Now, it is November 23rd, Saturday, November 23rd, as we're recording this. So the christening obviously happened several days ago, but due to the cyclone, the bomb cyclone that hit Seattle, we lost power. We had to flee to New York, and so we're just getting around to watching it. We only caught snippets of the christening beforehand, so this really is our first time watching the whole thing through live. And so what we're going to do is we're going to count down from 3, 2, 1, and then start the show and hit play. I can't rebroadcast Disney's audio here because I think Disney would get pretty upset with me over that. I may try to, like, you know, put the audio gently underneath the track here so you can kind of get a sense of where we are in the show. But if you really want to enjoy this show, you should head back to YouTube to the live christening. And when we get to 1, hit play. Then our comments should sort of line up nicely with what you're hearing from Disney Cruise Line on the live broadcast. So, all right, we're going to pull up the christening. All right, we're going to pull up the christening right now. It is called the christening. Welcome to the Disney Treasure Christening Spectacular is where it starts. And so we're going to go.
And it's only about 10 minutes and 43 seconds. So it's not a super long video. It's shorter than
It was like 20 minutes when I saw it. Okay, 10 minutes.
It's shorter.
10 minutes and 43 seconds. Let's make sure that this is the right video. Looks like it is. So we're going to do 3, 2, 1. Our video is playing. Disney Treasure. Heartfelt music. Oh, this is the bridge.
Oh, they're starting up the engines.
There's a button. There's a green button that says start. Always a challenge bringing a great story to life. Jumbo Suites. Great characters. It's very heart touching.
Oh, Moana.
Places. Of course, the touchless rooms. Touch thing that you have to touch. That have only existed in the imagination. I wonder what that was, that room with the one bed in it? That was weird.
It was just a stateroom.
Yeah, but it looked like a twin bed in a stateroom.
No, I think it's the normal queen. Maybe I can show you
what I mean. Hey, Walt, how you doing? What? Nice drone aerial shot here of the ship.
Perhaps treasure to- She is beautiful.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at the staircase in the Grand Hall. Oh, I didn't see it, the light up lamp when we watched earlier because we were watching on your phone.
Oh, those lemmings are really cool.
Emily mentioned the popsicles.
Oh, that periscope clearly does not work, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see.
No, it clearly was the eye holes were covered.
They were covered. I like the Ofrenda. Yeah. Here's the tower suite. I do like I didn't show it here, but the touches of Figment that I've seen in pictures.
There's the fish tank.
Yeah, this is the Haunted Mansion fish tank. Yeah. To discover your treasure. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wait, were those cast members? They look like they're almost dressed for like Agrabah in the Grand Hall. That was interesting.
Yeah, it could be.
Rainforest.
Oh, there's Ray.
That was a really good Ray.
There's Moana. We're hearing good things about at least Act 1 of the Moana show because our friend Emily got to see it on the preview tour while she was docked in New York. It's nice that they're highlighting lots of cast members.
Wasn't one of the concierge hosts supposed to be in one of these videos? Wasn't Christina?
Yes, I think either Christina or Sophie. Recording artist and American Idol star, Jordan Sparks.
Of course. The adventure is out there, even though we're talking about the Disney Treasure.
Yeah.
It's such a weird song. I mean, it's a good song, but when you have a ship named the Disney Adventure, it's ridiculous.
Well, the adventure will have to, maybe they'll use this song for the adventure also.
No, they'll probably have, they'll probably have Treasure Your Fantasy.
Dream Your Fantasy, yeah, actually.
Wishes are where magic come true. It's interesting they're doing it at night too.
Yeah, because they did the wish christening in the morning. I mean, I know, like, during
they're doing the drone show, but like.
Well, and they did this in New York. As they did the wish one was in Florida and Port Canaveral. What are we
waiting for? I wonder if they had to go through each and every stateroom and make sure that the lights were off.
Oh, probably.
Jordyn Sparks, getting down.
She's good. I mean,
it is. Objectively, she is a good singer, and objectively is a good
discover
song.
Discover the treasure and sail the adventure.
No, seize the adventure.
Or seize the adventure.
You did that last time, too.
I don't know.
All these people taking video of Jordyn Sparks from behind. That is funny. From behind. Trying to see if I see anyone back there that we know.
I'm sure that we know people that were there.
We do know people that were there. So Benji from Laughing Place was there and his crew. And obviously, well, Emily wasn't there for the christening.
Not for the christening. She was there the next day.
Yeah.
Because the christening was on the 19th and then the tour day was on the 20th for a lot of the travel agents and media to get on the ship.
Yeah.
I think on the 19th, though, they might have had, like, I think it was maybe Good Morning America got to come on.
Oh.
Or maybe they came on the 20th. I can't remember.
It probably came on the day before.
This must be where the drone show starts. Yep, they turn off all the lights.
Except it's interesting, the Disney Treasure logo is still lit up. That's, yeah. I didn't know they could light that logo.
Wait, it's just, I want to hear this.
Treasure chest is opening. 10,000 years will
give you such a crook in the neck. I wish they had used Robin Williams' voice there for Genie.
This drone show is really cool.
Yeah. Dancing genie. You ain't never had a friend like me.
See, I was going to sing along the whole time.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, people, if you're listening along, I apologize in advance. Lots of genie stuff.
Well,
I know.
The central theme of the show.
The Grand Hall is really Aladdin.
I
don't
know where this is. I would have thought this would have been like a backdrop against New York. I guess New York City's behind.
Correct. New York City's
behind. That's Jersey. Yeah. Ooh, Madame Leota. Spiders, tail of a rat. I need to zoom this out. It's too close. Just looks like a bunch of green. There we go. Haunted Mansion. I wonder how many drones they have up to do this.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Well, it's similar to like the drone show they did in Disney Springs, right? That you went to see. Here's the three happy haunts.
No, the Hitchhiking Ghosts.
Oh, yes. But all of the Hitchhiking Ghosts are the happy haunts that live in the Haunted Mansion. What is it? 100 or 99 happy haunts.
And room for one more. This is Coco.
Yeah. There's
the guitar. Yeah.
Is Miguel? No, I don't think.
It's interesting. They just kind of parked the ship out in the middle of the. Is that the Hudson? I would suppose.
I think it's on the Hudson, but I'm not sure. Actually, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It might not have been on. I don't know. I don't know where they were.
It was Pier 60, they
said? Yeah, I just don't know the docks.
If only our power had gone out sooner, we might have been here for this.
Yeah, there we might have. We could have gone into the city to go see it in person.
Yeah, I heard that people just kind of walked up and watched it.
Oh, I'm sure there would have been places. I mean, you're on the pier. They don't close the whole... I mean, they might close... So you can't access the ship, but they can close the entire, pier.
These are not as good as the other ones, the dog outlines.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the...
Oh, you know, it depends on
this
how...
This is Dante. Yeah, Dante from the movie Coco.
The higher shots aren't as good because it's too light in the background, so it kind of washes out the drone. So this is probably really good from the ground. fake wave noises.
No. Oh, Moana, that's why.
Yeah.
This is Grandma Tala.
Who am I? Oh, yeah, I saw this part. The manta ray or whatever it is that Grandma Tala turns. It's really cool.
Yeah.
That blue color on the water is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really pretty. The way it's reflecting off the water. Yeah.
Every phone in the world at this place just... How many copies of this show do we need on the internet? It's like everyone who films at fireworks. Just watch the show. Nothing you film on your phone will be as good as what they put up online after. It's really cool how they're making the ray move.
Yeah.
Okay, but I need a Maui. Where's Maui?
I can't wait to see this show. This is the thing. I think this is the thing I'm looking forward to the most. I mean, I'm very much looking forward to seeing the Haunted Mansion parlor as well. But I think that the thing I'm looking forward to the most is this Moana stage show. What's your number one, Brian?
The bars are my number one. I can't wait to see all the different bars. But like this show is one for everyone out there, I will go see this show.
You better see this show.
I love Moana and the stage production looks amazing. Yeah. I'm just not as big of like, I'm also just not as like the traditional Disney stories are great, but like I like the more modern Disney stories that they've told. If they ever put Wall-E on stage, that would be amazing.
Yeah. The hard part is, you know, robots.
The Heart of Tefiti.
Yes.
It's not hard. They've got those Wall-E and Eva.
Yeah, but they have to make them, like, move around.
Oh, the whole ship lit up there.
Oh, look at this beautiful ship.
How are they turning on all the lights at once?
Oh, that's so cool.
Every crew member assigned a
no, they're outdoor. No, they must be the outdoor lights. Like, you know, they must be, like...
central engineering.
They're just flicking breakers. Exactly. It's not like they're turning on room lights.
Look how stunning that is with all of it.
Look at the manta ray. It's just gorgeous.
But no Maui. Where's my Maui? They need a big Maui.
Brian, chill.
Maui's the best. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
But I like, what's the guy? The shiny guy. I like him too.
Back to the song.
Oh.
And now, on behalf of all cast, crew, imagine all cast,
not even a real bottle. It's a drone bottle.
It's a drone bottle.
I hear
and
it's
they're
a
not
lovely...
going to even smash it. It's just going to explode.
I hear it's a lovely vintage of DJI drone 2024.
See, yeah, they just kind of exploded. I actually don't mind the drone bottle. I just think they should have made it look like it was crashing into the ship.
Yeah.
That would have been cooler. And I love that they did this, which is right now we're seeing the name Disney and then now the name Treasure. They did a great job with that. I just wish it would have made the bottle look like it hit the ship.
Well, I hear it's about to end abruptly as they start to play the horns, which I would have loved to have heard. I'm pretty excited. They're gonna have a special Christmas horn on board.
Yes, I wonder what tune it's gonna be. I wonder if it's gonna be like Jingle Bells or Deck the Halls or something like that.
Is there any Disney tune that's Christmas?
I don't know. Nothing I can think of.
And that ended. That ended very abruptly. Now it's wanting to replay. All right. Well, there you go. That's our Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to this in your car, the most bizarre podcast episode you've probably ever heard. Thanks for listening. And by the way, thanks to our fabulous show sponsor, My Path Unwinding Travel. If you want to book on the Disney Treasure, we highly recommend you reach out to them. Head over to mypathunwinding.com/DCLduo or email them at dclduo@mypathunwinding.com. And also, since this is a bonus episode, thank you to the WDW Magazine out there for sponsoring all of our bonus shows. And P.S., we're still doing our giveaway. This show will come out while we're in the middle of our giveaway. I'm going to relabel it. We're doing a fundraiser to help support our friend Tinfoil Mouse Ears, CT over at Tinfoil Mouse Ears, who had a loss in his family. We want to honor his family member who was lost. And so we're doing a fundraiser. And as a part of that, you can enter a giveaway that we're doing in connection with WDW Magazine. You can head over to our Facebook page. All of our socials have a video up about how to enter that. So please help us support CT and his family and honor his family member in this time for him. So thanks everyone out there for listening. Maybe another Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode out there in our future if they do
maybe
more like this.
Maybe destiny for the adventure.
We'll see. And also Sam was telling me beforehand, we got to bring back Point Counterpoint for all you people who've been with us. Listeners have been with us for a long, long time. It's been a long time since we did a Point Counterpoint, but maybe we'll try to do one of those. So anyway, all right. Good night for now. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you later.
Take care.
Well, thanks everyone out there for listening this week. We really, really appreciate it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. You can keep getting great content from us every week. In fact, twice a week we publish shows. So be sure to hit the subscribe button to get all of those great episodes. And if you want to watch us live, we have a live show now every week, Monday nights, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on youtube.com/DCLduo. So be sure to head over and check that out. If you want to help support the show, be sure to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave us a written review, a 5-star written review, we will read it at the top of one of our main episodes. So please head over there and hit those 5 stars. Of course, you can also help support the show by supporting our fabulous show sponsor, My Path Unwinding Travel. If you want to book your next Disney vacation, head over to mypathunwinding.com/DCLduo or email them at dclduo@mypathunwinding.com so they know we sent you their way. If you've got questions or you'd like to connect with us, the best way to do that is to head over to dclduo.com. It's got links to all of our things, full catalog of the podcast episodes, including a searchable catalog for the podcast, links off to our vlog, a link to our Etsy store where we sell some fun fan-inspired magnets, link to our Patreon if you'd like to help directly support the show each and every month. Just head over to the website or patreon.com/dclduo. Also has a way for you to sign up for our Substack newsletter that we're hoping to start really pumping out monthly here at least, and a few blog articles that we've written. So dclduo.com is the best way to connect with us. You can also, of course, email us at info@dclduo.com or reach out to us on our voicemail line at 402-413-5590. That's 402-413-5590. The DCL Duo podcast is not affiliated with Disney Cruise Line, the Disney Company, or the Disney family of theme parks. The views expressed on the show are solely those of the individuals on the podcast and in no way reflect the views of the Disney Company or Disney Cruise Line. If you have questions about a Disney cruise or a Disney vacation, please contact the great folks over at My Path Unwinding Travel or Disney directly or your own travel agent. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time for another fabulous adventure with the DCL Duo. Good night.